It's a bright sunny day in the capital city. Perfect barbecue weather, except for the strong winds gusting down Main Street. That's not stopping the 20 delegates to the Alaska Youth for Environmental Action Civics and Conservation Summit, who huddle around the grill to stay warm. As fresh king salmon sizzles nearby, 17-year-old Paige Creekbaum says there should be more food made in the state.
We import a lot of carrots and like potatoes, a lot of root kind of things that we can make ourselves.
Each year, AYEA focuses on four pieces of legislation for the organization's Juno fly-in. The delegates work in teams to research bills or resolutions and meet with lawmakers to push the group's legislative agenda. Creekbaum worked on a resolution that calls for a state working group to explore ways to improve food production in Alaska.
In the Matsu Valley, they have a lot of rich soil and such a long day that we can plant a lot of things in there. So really, local food should be a really big thing here.
Creekbaum is a senior at Bartlett High School in Anchorage. She also works part-time at a bakery and plans to enter the culinary arts program at the University of Alaska Anchorage after graduation. Local food is very important to her.
And that's really what our thing is here this year, is to promote local food and have a local food future for Alaska.
Three of AYEA's legislative priorities this year deal with food issues. The fourth, House Bill 96, would ban toxic chemicals in children's toys sold in the state. Togiak High School junior William Kohuk promoted that legislation in meetings with lawmakers.
I'm pretty worried about babies who are teething. They're like sucking into these toxic chemicals and like sucking them into their bodies.
Kohuk says nearly 20 other states have passed legislation similar to HB 96.
And why hasn't Alaska banned these toxic chemicals? That's a question that I'm going to ask my representative, Bob Heron, today.
Five lawmakers received Legislator of the Year awards from AYEA this year.
Hey everyone, we would like to give some awards to some representatives we picked who are fighting for our food future.
The recipients include Senator Bill Willikowski and Representatives Paul Seaton, Scott Kawasaki, Jonathan Christ Tompkins, and Garen Tarr. Because of a House floor session, only Senator Willikowski was able to attend the awards presentation. It's the second year in a row the Anchorage Democrat has been honored by the Young Environmentalists.
I don't get too many awards from the big corporations, but I'm happy to have them from the kids who are the future of our state.
Willikowski was given the award for sponsoring Senate Bill 6, an effort to provide more funding to school meal programs in Alaska. It's currently stalled as the Republican-led Senate majority focuses on oil taxes, energy, and issues like school choice or vouchers. But Willikowski says it remains one of his top legislative priorities, and he thinks the teens of Alaska Youth for Environmental Action are great advocates for the bill.
Great questions. Really paying attention. Really concerned about the future of our state, concerned about feeding kids. And I was very impressed. I've always been very impressed with them.
This is the 13th year AYEA has held its Civics and Conservation Summit in the capital city. The organization formed in 1998. All of its members are between 13 and 18 years old. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.